Today's daf is daf chaf hey. So we got two lines down. We're still talking about karpef, a lot of these dinim. So the Gemara says, karpef yosim beis sasaim. So you have a karpef that's more than beis sasaim, shelo hukaf ledira. So that, we said, it's possible. It's a karmness. There's no way really to make an eruv around that. So what do you do? So ba lemaato, you want to make it smaller. So the eitzah would be, if you make the area smaller, less than beis sasaim, so then there's something to work with here. So how do you make it smaller? So balamato miato bilanos. If you want to put more some trees in the area, so now you're gonna minimize the usable space there because we know ilanos, the trees we said are not considered a carpet. The ilanos were areas of a dira. So if you plant some trees, maybe that would be good to be ma'ayit the area less than base sasayim. The Gemara says lo havi miyat. That's not a good miyat. Why not? So Rashi explains because bilanos lo havi miyat. The four lines from the top. The derech carpet lios bo ilanos. Also an area of carpet has trees. And therefore, lo batulei hekaf kama doesn't get rid of the initial area. So that doesn't work. What does work, says the Gemara, is bana ba amud gavoa sara rachav arba. If you build a pillar, some type of mound, you build a little porch or deck or something, 10 tefachim high, 4x4, have a miyat, that would be considered a good miyat, because that's not typical to be in a karpef. So now you've minimized the space of the karpef in the proper way. So now that works. So Rashi explains here, bana ba amud afil be'emps, even if it's in the center of the entire karpef, u'bekachnis mi beis sasayim, that's going to minimize the usable space and will no longer be considered a karpef that's yosem mi beis sasayim. But the Gemara says, okay, granted, that an amud that's 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide, that's a miyat, but what about pachas migimel? Let's say it's less than 3 tefachim, so he says, lo havi miyat, that's not considered a miyat, that's too small, that's too insignificant to be considered a miyat. But what about everything in between? Migimel v'ad dalet, between 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim, that's the size of this amud, will that be a miyat or not? Above 4, everyone agrees it is miyat. Below 3, everyone agrees it's not a miyat. But what about between 3 and 4? So Rabba Amar have a miyat, Rav Amar lo have a miyat. So what's the machlok is whether between 3 and 4 tvachim serves as a miyat or not? Rabba Amar have a miyat, deha nafik le mitaris lovim. Because the reason why the less than 3 doesn't work is because it's lavud. I mean, lavud we always view as being like insignificant. But once it's above 3 tvachim, so then that's already no longer lavud. That would be considered a miut. But Rav Amar, lo havi miut, kevin de lo havi makum da lo chashiv. He doesn't think it becomes a miut until it's graduated to a dal by dal. Because dal by dal is always considered a makum bifnei atzmo. If it's less than dal, it's not considered a makum bifnei atzmo, even though it's not lovud. At the same time, it hasn't graduated to an area of a makum, and therefore he felt it doesn't work. So is it either because it's no longer lovud is acceptable, or it's not because it hasn't reached yet the shear of a significant makum? That's the machlokas between Rabba and Rava.
The karpef, when you, it has to be small, I mean, it has to be just barely over 2 beis hasayim, so that with the amud, it's less than beis
hasayim. Exactly. Yeah.
If it's three sign, meaning the amud itself is what deducts from the amount, or it gives chashivus and it becomes
commodity. No, deducts the amount. So whatever you need, meaning it has to be at least.
It has to be that the surface makes it less than beis hasayim, whatever
correct.
Is left
over. Exactly. So then the Gemara says a similar case. Hirchuk mina kosel arba. Let's say you distance 4 tefachim away from the existing fence, v'asa mechitza, and you make another mechitza. So now you're making like an inner fence within the fence that exists. You want to make a new fence, but this fence you're going to make hukaf ledira now, and it's going to be less than base asayim. So will that work, or do you have to get rid of the outer fence? So the Gemara says again, hirchuk mina kosel arba. You distance 4 tefachim. Moving inwards from the existing fence, v'asa mechitza, hoyel, that works. That's an effective new hukaf ledira. That's going to be acceptable. But pachas migimel, if it's within 3 tvachim of the existing fence, lo hoyel, that's lavud. We view the new fence as being just simply an extension of the old fence, and that doesn't work. What about migimel v'adal? Anywhere between 3 and 4 tvachim away from the existing fence, what's the lach in this case? Rab Amar, hoyel, Rabba thinks it works, and Rav Amar, enomol. Rab Amar Hoyle works the Hanafik Le Mitars Lovid. Once it's more than 3 Tvachim away, even though it's not 4 Tvachim away, it's no longer Lovid. We don't view this as being attached to the existing fence. But Rabba once again holds Amar Enamoral, came in Dal Havi Makum Dalit. Since it's not a space of Dalit, it doesn't, we don't consider the new fence as a separate fence. And Lo Chashiv, it's not considered big enough, and therefore we view it as subsumed in the existing fence and therefore ineffective. So this is a machlokis between Rab and Rava, both by the Amud and by the numechitza. So the Gemara then says, there comes along Rav Shimi Basni Lakula, he felt it's going to be Lakula. What does he think, Lakula? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Masni Lakula, Lahach Plugsa de Lael, the Machokas we've had above, Vamar de Bishlosha de Nafik Le Mitars Lavud, Kulu Mode. He taught the whole Machokas Rabba and Rava on a linear approach, meaning what? If it's more than three tefachim away, everybody agrees it actually is considered good at that point, both Rabba and Rava. Kula mode the amud have miut, that the amud that's that size would be considered a miut, and the mechitza have a mechitza ledira as well. The lo kamos, if it's not considered adding on to the existing mechitza, it's considered a new mechitza, a new amud. The whole machlokas says the Rava Shimi is vahosa is a ubepachos mishlosha pligi. It's only when it's less than titvachim is where the machlokas is, but above titvachim, everybody agrees it's going to be a miut. That's how his understanding of this machlokas is. So now we're going to go through a couple more cases that are similar to what we established, what we discussed just above. Tach bo betit v'yachal amar b'fnei atzmo. Let's say you lay down some cement on the existing wall. So the wall goes around the carpet, and it's a yosemite based design, but you're able to minimize it by laying cement along the borders. So you minimize the space now, and there's less than base design. So if it's something that yachal amar b'fnei atzmo, let's say there's a thick enough amount of tit that's being used there, that if you were to remove the old fence, this tit could stand on its own right. That's considered a good enough wall, and that would be considered a miut, says the Gemara. Eino yachal lamod b'fnei atzmo, if this tit that person put on is not significant enough, it can't stand on its own right, meaning if you take down the wall, it's going to fall down as well. So that's machlokes between Rabba and Rava. Rabba amar have a miut, it's still miut nonetheless. It's still considered minimizing the space of the base asayim. The Rav Amar lo have a miut. It's not considered a miut. So Rav Amar have a miut. Why? Hashta miut kai. Right now it stands up. It stands. It's strong. It's fortified. It serves as a wall. I don't care what's going to happen if the old wall falls down. The mice right now it stands up and there's new walls and it's less space than there was beforehand. But according to Rav Amar, he says lo have a miut. Since it cannot stand on its own right, loklum, it's not considered anything significant and will not be mimait from the base sasayim. Now, I never built any ayir at all, but I wonder if these are different things they might employ to help with the karpif. You know, it has to be, again, as Ricky pointed out, it only works if the karpif is slightly larger than a base sasayim, whereby it would actually minimize it. So I doubt you have such an exact case where, putting some cement around the wall will actually help. But these are different ways to avoid the issues of carpet.
So it would seem that if you build the wall with the cement already at the beginning, from the beginning, it would work.
No, it's from the beginning. I mean, brand new.
If he did a wall and added the cement as he was building it, that even
though hukaf ladira, not hukaf ladira.
No, in this exact same case, but as opposed to make it small, it was like the cement. Like he did a wall and he put a cement next. He covered with cement.
And it didn't minimize the base of time?
Meaning it did, but that's from the original part. I don't think they could say that that's not good. Nobody could tell you that.
No, this is the case where you have a wall, and yosemite base of time, and you line the wall now, the inside of the wall, with cement, so now you've minimized the space.
Right, so my question is, if from Lechatchila he did it that way, I think it should be okay.
What does Lechatchila mean?
Lechatchila he did the wall with cement covering.
But if he did that initially with Shelo Lehukaf Ledira, then it wouldn't work.
No, lehukaf ledira. I mean,
then there's no shiloh then.
No, lehukaf ledira, but it was less than base
atayim. Oh, then that's not shiloh. In this case, it's only yosemi based atayim.
Are we working on one case where it's hukaf ledira, or are we working on a case where we're trying to minimize
it? Initially, shiloh lehukaf ledira.
Right.
Now we're just trying to minimize the space.
Well, we're leaving it
lehukaf. Yeah, exactly.
We're just trying to get it to less than 2 seconds.
Exactly. So Gemara now says around halfway down the narrow lines here in Amin Aleph, Hirchuk min atel arba v'asa mechitza. So now you have a situation, you have a tail in the karpif, and from this little mound you have from the mechitza, the already existing mechitza, there's a large enough, it's a base asayim, it's a yosemite base asayim. So now you want to minimize that space. So the Gemara says, so if you have this existing fence and you separate from the tail arba, Vasa mechitza, now you make a mechitza, it's hol, it's effective. So if you look at Rashi explains here, Hirchek min atel, shibba karpif, v'yesh min atel ad mechitza yos mi beis asayim harbe. You have between the tail, all the way to the mechitza, the existing mechitza, more than beis asayim, V'yasa mechitza ladir. Now you build a mechitza ladira purposes. Eitatel. This is not to minimize space, by the way. This is the other point that Panim is saying. There are two ways to do a karpif, to deal with karpif. Either minimize the space, which what we tried accomplishing before, or make a new fence, and the new fence, if it's hukaf ladira, you could be as big as you want. Right? My house could be as big as you want, since it's hukaf ladira. So now we're taking the approach, let's build a new fence to make a hukaf ladira. Will that work or not? So Rashi says, if you ask a mechitza ledira et a tail, berachok dal tvachim, four tvachim away from the tail, v'adayin yesh yosim ibeis sasayim ben yishana l'chadasha, and there's still more than a sasayim, avalzu ledira asa, but you made it for the dira, so that's actually a good mechitza. Because since you separated the mechitza from the tail, so now it's considered a standalone mechitza, and it's a hukaf ledira, it's able to protect anything that's in that area as a hukaf ledira. But let's say the Gemara says, Pachos Megimel O Al Sfasa Tail. Let's say you position the mechitza right next to the tail, right next to the little mound. And so therefore, do we view that the mechitza is now subsumed in the tail and therefore meaningless? Or no, we could still view it as something functional and it's a fence that we could use a hukaf ladira. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista, Rav Huamnuna had a machlokas. Chad Amar Hoyel, V'chad Amar Lo Hoyel. One says it works and one says it doesn't work. Does it not work? Why not? Why wouldn't it work? So imagine you have a little tail, a little mound in the center of the carpet. So now the tail itself has mechitzas. It's 10 tvachim high, it has a little of a slope. Now if I put a mechitza right next to it, within a few tvachim, that might just be viewed as an extension of the existing mechitza of the tail, and therefore would be ineffective. Now imagine this is a whole carpet, this base measures. I have a tail right there. The tail just happens to be a mound, not functioning as part of the mechitza, just happens to be a mound. If I put a mechitza right next to it, it might be viewed halachically just simply as a mechitza of that mound, and it gets swallowed up in an already existing mechitza of the tail, and I cannot use it as part of my karpif anymore. That's the shaila here. So if it's four tfachim away from the tail, so then that's separate from the tail, and I can view that as a mechitza, and it goes around the karpif. But if it's within a couple tfachim of the tail, that's just completely swallowed up by the tail's mechitza, and it's a mechitza on top of a mechitza, and maybe it would be ineffective. So the Gemara says, that's the machlokes between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna. That one holds it whole, it works, even though it's close to the tail. And the other one says it doesn't work. And look at the Rashi's language, lo hoyil, to have a mechitza agave mechitza. We view it since it's so close to the tail, it's simply a mechitza on top of an already existing mechitza of the tail, and we can't use it towards hukaf ladira of the karpif. So the Gemara now wants to conclude, who says which way? Who says hoyil, who says which lo hoyil? Tis time, let's conclude that the Rav Chista amar hoyil. He thinks it does work when it's close to the tail. How do we know? Ditmar, it says, ha'osa mechitza al gabe mechitza. You make a mechitza on top of an already existing mechitza. Amar Rav Chista b'Shabbos hoyil b'nichse ager lo kano. We'll get back to nichse ager in just a second. But Rav Chista clearly says here that it works to add mechitza on top of an already existing mechitza. It works. Now, it doesn't work by nichse ager, however. You look at Rashi. Rashi says that b'nichse ager Shemes ve'ein lo yorshin, a person dies a ger without any relatives, ein zeh chazak is liknos, you have to do a chazak on the property. Your property that's nichse ager, no one owns it. So, how do you kone it? You have to do something significant to the property. You have to dig a little bit, build a little fence, the Gemara says. But by just putting a mechitza on an already existing mechitza is not considered significant enough to nichse ager. Vim ba, says Rashi, in ba acher, v'hichzik ba, kone acher, and the last guy gets it. I mean, if I first build a fence on top of an already existing fence, that's ineffective, and another guy comes and digs a hole in the ground, the second guy gets the nechse ager, not me. But b'Shabbos, kigon le'inyon hekev ledira, shebetchila hayisa mechita hugenes, el shelo hukaf ledira, so I had a fence, and the initial fence was not hukaf ledira. So I come, I add on a few tfachim on top of the other fence, l'shem hukaf ledira, that will work for Shabbos purposes, that's Rav Chista's understanding. So we see Rav Chista holds that mechita agabe mechita does work. So too, by putting the mechitza near the tail, around the carpet, would work as mechitza. Ah, the tail already has a mechitza, as mechitza, agabe mechitza. Rav Chista thinks that's acceptable. Rav Sheshes, the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes says, that Amar Afa b'Shabbos nami lo hoyil. This is just as a side point to Stein. So we conclude that Amar Rav Chista is the one who says that it does work. So just Rav Sheshes thinks it doesn't work because he holds that mechitza agabe mechitza doesn't work. So that's the machlokis here. Does mechitza agabe mechitza, does that work to add l'shem hukaf dira? Or no, you have to build a fence that's very far away from the already existing fence. The Gemara does say, however, even though Rav Sheshes in general holds that mechitza gabe mechitza is ineffective, modi li Rav Sheshi. Rav Sheshi agrees to me, shim asa mechitza al hatel shohoil. He does actually think, in general, although mechitza gabe mechitza doesn't work, mechitza on top of a tail will work. Why? What's the difference? So he says, my taima hol ba'avir mechitos hel yonos hudar. Imagine I have this is a regular field. I have a fence over here. And now I put a fence on top of that. The additional fence doesn't give me added protection. I'm already protected by the fence that's over here. A larger fence doesn't give me more protection. But by a tail, the mechitzas are below the area that I'm using. From my perspective, I have no fence around the top of this plateau. Yes, it's halacha mechitza that begins up down here and halachli viewing on top. But la maisa, I don't have any fence around me. When I add a fence on top of the tail, that gives me added shemira on top of the area where I am. And since there's an added benefit, even Rav Sheshes would agree to the case of the tail, that mechitza, gaba mechitza, would be considered acceptable by a tail.
Why is that protected?
I'm a plateau here. There's no fence around me.
Right, but it's higher.
I mean, right now there's no fence. So therefore, by me adding a fence, I have an area that's able to be used.
Say that even though he's not planning to live on top of the tail? I mean, just the fact that he could do it and he would be protected.
And he decided to do it. And he made a new area of makum dir that's shamur. Right. That's considered an effective mechitza, and even Rav Sheshes would agree that would work. Now, there's an opinion Rav Hamnuna still holds, by the way, from before. Rav Hamnuna says even by a tail it doesn't work. So you have three shitas by mechitza, gabe mechitza. Again, Rav Chisda says mechitza, gabe mechitza always works. And Rav Hamnuna says that mechitza gal mechitza never works. And then you have Rav Sheshes who's split. He says, if it's a mechitza that's above ground already, and you're adding to that mechitza, that's ineffective. But if it's a mechitza on top of a tail, where you're creating new protected space on top of the mound, then even Rav Sheshes would agree mechitza gal mechitza would be effective. So now the Gemara asks the question, Boi Rabba bar Barchana, nivlu mechitos hatachtonos vel yonos kayamos mahu. Let's say you build a mechitza agabe mechitza, and normally you hold ein mechitza agabe mechitza. It doesn't work. But let's say I built the top mechitza l'shem hukaf l'dira. It doesn't work halachically, but it still has a chalos shem hukaf l'dira. Over time, the bottom half of the wall got absorbed and swallowed up by the ground. There's a soft dirt, and now the top fence is the only part that's exposed now. So now memela, I end up having the top part of the fence, which I did l'shem hukaf l'dira. Will it work moving on now? Again, when my fence was initially up, shalola hukaf ladira, it's not hukaf ladira. I built this top part of the fence, l'shem hukaf ladira. That doesn't work because mechita gab mechita doesn't work we're holding right now. But let's see, even though I built it, 5 years later, the bottom half of the fence fell and started to dip into the ground, and all that's left is the top half that I built l'shem hukaf ladira. Will that now work because I've lost the bottom fence? The bottom fence is now worthless.
Same question applies to here.
If that original wall fell down, it probably would be a similar question. Yeah, probably. So that's the question he wants to know. So the Gemara says again, "Boy, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Nivlu Mechitos Hatachtonos." The Bar Mechitos ended up absorbing into the ground. Vahel Yonos Kayamos, and the top remained intact. Mahu Lamai. With regards to which halacha are they asking the question? Is it Lagabe Erevin, Lagabe Nichse Ager? Where they? What area of halacha are they asking this question? Lamai Ila Nichse Ager. If you're asking a question, will this be effective to acquire the property of a ger? Hainu de Yirmiyah Bira. That was what he discussed. What did he hold? De Amar Yirmiyah Bira. That was his name. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Hai man de shade lifsa af pela dara the ger. Person who throws some type of the vegetable in the ground of the property of the nichse ger. And v'asi Yisrael acharina. Some other yid came rafik beporta, and the second guy ended up digging a hole in the nichse ger afterwards. Basra. Kani, kama lo kani. The second guy acquires it, the first guy doesn't acquire it. Why? What's the difference? My taima. Because b'idna de shadi lo kashavech. The moment the first guy put the little vegetable in the ground, even though he made a hole, nothing was accomplished. Ki kashavcha memelecha meshavcha. The hole came out. My intent was to put the vegetable in the ground. Now, memele, there happened to be a hole in doing so, but that wasn't my direct accomplishment. However, the other case, the guy who dug a hole, the other guy directly dug a hole in the ground, and therefore he was konin. So if you look at Rashi says, three wide lines down, the shad lifsa apela, not the lefes beguma, you planted a lefes into the ground, shematza bakarka ger, that you found in a property of a ger, unowned, v'lo chafrehu, you didn't dig a hole, you just stuck it in the ground. Di chafre, had he dug it, Mechush Rishon, by his very first shovel, Kanehi would eat it. So, furthermore, so he says, since it comes Mimela, if you look at Rashi, the next Rashi down, Mimela Shavach, Vahi Shaita, Lav Iu Machzikba, when he put the lefes in the ground, he wasn't Machzik on the property because he didn't make a hole directly. El Lefes who the Shavach Vaz, it was the lefes that made the hole, not he himself. So, Hachanami here as well, by the fence, came in the Beshaita the Hichzik, the moment he built the top fence on the Nichse Ager, if that's the question, Lo Chazaku, that top fence was ineffective. When the bottom fence ended up falling into the ground and the top fence became the only fence up, it would be, it came Mimela Havu. For Lo Iyu David, it wasn't his direct cause. So if it's a question of Nichse Ager, it's Pashit that it would not work if the bottom fence fell and the top fence became the active fence. That would certainly be ineffective for Nichse Ager. Ella, the question is back to the Gemara, two Y lines down, the last word. Ve'ela Leinen Shabbos Havi Mechitza, as if it's Legabe Shabbos. So then the question becomes, it's Havi Mechitza Hanasa B'Shabbos. This becomes a Mechitza that was created on Shabbos. And the klal is, Tanya Kol Mechitza Hanasa B'Shabbos Bein B'Shogri and B'Mezid Shema Mechitza. If you have a Mechitza that was created, we'll learn more about this later in the Masechta, but somehow, I don't know, trees grew on Shabbos. Or maybe your city was surrounded by soldiers. They built a whole fence, a wall around your city. That happened on Shabbos. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, l'maisa, there's a mechitza, that would work. So we know it works if it comes on Shabbos. So certainly in this case, if it happened to absorb the bottom half, and now you have new fences, that certainly would work as a mechitza. So Gemara says, lav itmar Allah, was it not said on this halacha about the mechitza nasa b'Shabbos? Lav itmar Allah, amr of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, lo shanu ela lizrok, aval atal to aser. So when the halacha was a mechitza becomes a mechitza on Shabbos, it was only l'chumra. Meaning that if you have a mechitza on Shabbos that became a Shabbos and you threw from a shirabim into the area that's been walled with shishas yachid, one would be chayv achatas. But we never said lakula that you could carry within that space a mechitza created on Shabbos. It's also the taltel. It was only a chumra to be zorik from shishas rabim into that area. You'd be chayv achatas. And the Gemara says you're right. Ki itmar de Rav Nachman amar amezid itmar. Ein Hanami, he was talking about the lemeza that mechita created on Shabbos. In Ein Hanami, it would be considered a lechumra. It would not be a kula, but a lechumra in terms of hilchos Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Ahi itza the of the mechita agabe mechita b'nichse ager." You once had a woman who wanted to acquire the property of nichse ager. She went ahead and built a little fence on top of the existing fence. Asahu gavra, a man came who was apparently more learned. He spent time in the Beis Medrash. Rafik Beporta, he came, ignored her fence, and just dug a little hole in the ground. Also, the commander of Nachman, they had a machlokas who owns this property. They went to Rav Nachman, and Okme Biyode, he gave it to him, the man who dug the hole. Asis Ihi, the Kutsavcha Kame. Now she came, and the lady started yelling and yelling, "What are you doing? This is my property." Amalei, he says to her, "My Yavetchla, what can I do for you? Delo Mechazekes, Kin Mechazki Inshi." The only way a chazak on a property works is if you do the chazaka how normally people do this. And since it's not acceptable to build a fence on top of another fence as a chazaka, as a kid in a nichse ager, you just, it was unfortunately, but you made a mistake. And sometimes you have these halachas that affect people. I'll give you an example. Just and I had to deal with a Chosh Mishpah case of a playgroup in the area, and that she was renting from a shul, a property. And it was COVID. And the question was whether she has to pay rent, because she wasn't using the space at all. She wasn't having children over. Does she have to pay the rent for the shul? And part of the question is that if she was using the space to keep her materials there, that means she was using it. Even though she wasn't having active children, had she emptied out the playgroup and had not left her, you know, her pens and papers and stuff, she wouldn't be using it. She would actually be off the hook. But she didn't know the halacha. How would she know the halacha? So she left the stuff in the space, and now it's considered using the property, and she was actually responsible to pay a significant amount of the lease. So sometimes you have people who just don't know the halacha. They had they known, they would have done something different. But sometimes you have these technicalities, and they get stuck in the situation. So she didn't know any better, and she lost out because she didn't know the halacha. So the Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here. Karpef base shalosh. You have a karpef that's three sa'im now. Right? We want to try to get to two sa'im, but now it's three. How do you get to base sa'im? The kirabo base sa'im. So now one sa'im has a ceiling over it, a cover over it, a roof over it. And the other two are exposed. So can you do combine the three together? Is it still three three sa'im and it's usher? Or no, the area that's been covered is now separate and you only have two base sa'im of a karpef which you could work with. So Rav Amar, Avir Kiryov Miyasro, we view the airspace of the of the ceiling as an extension, as a miyasser, as a yeser of the base asayim, and it's viewed as a threesome together. We'll look at Rashi in a second. And according to Rabbi Zeira, Amar Ein Avir Kirio Miyasser, we don't view it as an extension. Meaning what? Look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi says, Avir Kiryav Miyasro, Seah HaMekor, the Seah that has a ceiling on top, a roof on top, Mechashrei Bahadei Idach, we view it as an extension of the other two base sign that don't have a cover, Kilolo Kiro, as if it's not covered at all, Vakati HaVayosim Base HaSayim, we view the whole Karpev as the issues of more than Base HaSayim, and still has the issue of a Karpev. The other opinion, Rabbi Zeira felt, that Ein Avir Kiryav Miyasro, we don't view the roofed area as an extension, it's separate. Why? Damrinan Pitikra Yorid Visosim. This is the first time I think we're seeing this halacha right now together, that we have the ceiling here, the roof, and the end of the roof we view as coming down in a virtual wall comes and shuts out that area, so all we're left with is a base asayim. We view the roofed area as one section, and the unroofed area as another section, and all you have is a base asayim, which is the carpet that is workable. That's what Rabbi Zeira says. And so the Gemara says, now, Lema, let's suggest that Rava, the Rabbi Zeira, bepluks the Rav Shmuel kamifligi. They're arguing about another machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which is what? The Itamar achsadra bebika. If you have an achsadra in a bika, in an alley, a valley or a field. So achsadra, according to Rashi, the Tosis argues, but we'll take Rashi's interpretation. Achsadra is, in essence, you have like a little tent. And there are four poles, but no walls. There's just a flat ceiling on top. So now, do you view the flat ceiling as the edges coming down, pitikra, or do you not view them as coming down? There's no actual walls, but do you view them as coming down? So the Gemara says, even achsadra bebika, in an open field, Rav Amar Mutil Atalta Bekul, you could carry within an achsadra, because he views the pitikra of each of the edges of the roof comes down to serve as a wall. And Shmuel Amar Ein Metalton El B'Dal Amos, you're stuck to Dal Amos only, but we don't view this as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where you could carry in the whole area. So Rav Amar Mutter Betalta Bakulo, you could carry in the whole area because he holds Amrinam Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. And Shmuel Amar Ein Metalton Elabar Amos, you're limited to only four Amos because Lo Amrinam Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. So you see the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel seem to be the same exact machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Zeira by the roofed area of the carpet. So Gemara says, E David Kiach Saja Hachanami. You know what? You're right. If we were to talk about an achsadra, and if the roof, rather, was flat in the Karpev case, you're right, this would be the same exact machlokas, and we would actually agree to Rav, everyone would agree to Rav, that Pitik or Yorv is Osim. Both Rabbi Zeira and Rav would agree it actually works. But we're talking about here, hachanami, but hacha, b'maiskinan de'avda, ki urzila. What's urzila? If you look at Rashi, the different yourselves how to pronounce this word here. Rashi says, top line, hacha de palig rabba. Rabba argues. Rabba agrees if the roof is ta, if it's flat, it's straight, it's pitrik or yorv yisosim. But here, David ki urzila, yitzia gag meshupa, where there's a slope, deleka pi, there's not a flat lip. So according to Machlokas here is, do you say pi shikar yorv yisosim even when it's a slanted roof? That's the machlokas here. This does affect many other halachas. We don't have time to go into it right now, but that's the difference here. So again, a flat roof is machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We pass like Rav, we say pi tikar yorv yisosim. But when it's on a slope, that's machlokas Rava and Rabbi Zeira by this case here. So if it's a slope, we say pi tikra comes down, even by a slope, so in this case of a karpev would be viewed only as base asayim and what to work with. But if you hold like Rava, that when there's a slope, you don't say Pitik or Yorv Yisosim. We view this as all 1-3 saw of Karpev, and you have an issue of a Karpev that's Yoser, Mibes, Sasayim. Okay, let's keep going because we are running out of time. The Gemara then says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rabbi Zeir, rather, Umodina beKarpev shenifratz bimiluo lechatz shasr. So however, that the Gemara Rabbi Zeir says that even I agree that if you have a Karpev that gets exposed, breached, in the entire area, to a chaser, it would be asher. Even Rabbi Zeira, even though Rabbi Zeira is a makel by the pitikar yorv yisosim by a karpev, he agrees to be machmir when the karpev goes into a chaser. What does that mean? My taima, ho v'ovir chaser miyaser. Because now you have a chaser, so now if you have a karpev which is based asayim, that's mutter. But now the fence falls down, and now you have a chaser right next to it, you would combine the chater and the karpev together, he would agree to combine them together, and you have now more than yoser, the basis of sime, and it would be an usher karpev. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. Maskivla Rav Yosef. Yosef says, does that make sense? V'chi aver hamutterlo osro? The Gemara is working within the Shittas Rabbi Shimon. A little bit confusing. I'll just try to be oversimplify things. But right now, Rabbi Shimon says you could combine a chatz and a karpif in general. From a few days ago, like a gag, a chatz, or a karpif, all connected. He allows you to carry from one to a property to another property. Even though one's a chatzar, one's a karpif, you could go back and forth. So if a chatzar and a karpif work well with each other, according to Rabbi Shimon, his mutter to carry, how can then you say the chatzar will aser the usage of the karpif? The Gemara just has a hard time understanding how that works. If a chatzar is really mutter in general, how could it be more machmir and aser the use of the karpif? So the Gemara really throws out that understanding. And the Gemara says, Amar le Abai. Abai says, Kaman, who do you hold like? Ki Rabbi Shimon. So the Rabbi Shimon Nami, even Rabbi Shimon, who allows you to carry normally from a chatzar to a karpif, he'll agree when the karpif is breached to a chatzar and it creates a yos mibbeis asayim. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree it's aser. It's not such a shaila. Because ha ika avir makom hamachitos. What happens here is as follows. You have a karpif that's fenced in nicely. It's less than beis asayim, or let's say it's exactly beis asayim. Now the wall falls down, they have the chatzar. So Gemara says, combine the chatzar and the karpif more than yosim basis time, make it usr. Gemara says, you can, because the chatzar and karpif work well with each other. It's always mutter. So you can't start saying that which is mutter, the karpif should be usr. Gemara says, it's not the issue of the chatzar itself, actually. It's the issue of the place where the mechitzas were. The mechitzas fall down, there's no longer mechitzas anymore where there once was. Though that extra amal, let's say, mechitzas space, is now part of the karpif. That's not the chatzar. That's the makom mechitzas. That adds on to the yosim beis tzaim, and that would aser actually the use of this carpet. But let's say it were to be the case where it's less than beis tzaim, and when the mechitza falls down, and that am of mechitza would not make it yosim beis tzaim, it wouldn't aser. It's only when the makom the mechitzas when fell down, it adds on to beis tzaim yosir. That's why it's aser, but not because of the chatzar. The chatzar actually has no impact on the carpet. It's the makom mechitzas that serves as a problem. Chatz is always mutter, exactly. So now the Gemara says, "Damer of Chista." Chista explains, "Karpef shenifras b'milo lechatzer." A karpef that's walls fell down. A karpef that's exactly beis asayim, and it got breached. The walls got breached. Now it's exposed to a chatzer. The chatzer is muteras, and the karpef is aser. So chatzer my time of muteras. So why is it permitted? So Gemara explains because typically the understanding, at least the first, if you have a picture, it's helpful. The karpif is viewed as more narrow than the chatzar. So now, from the perspective of the chatzar, so the wall of the karpif fell down. But the chatzar's perspective, you still have the walls coming in, right? The chatzar is wider. So now the chatzar, the wall fell down to the karpif, but these walls come here, it's this fence that fell down to the karpif. Karpif is like that, the chatzar is like this. So the chatzar lost its fence to the karpif, but it still had the walls coming in. So since it's partially enclosed on the fourth side, the Gemara says, my chatzar, my time of mutaris, because the islay gipufe, which are the walls coming in, closing in. Granted, there's a huge breach, but still has part of the fourth wall closing in. As opposed to the perspective of the karpif, it's narrow, it lost its entire fourth fence, the chatzar, it's entirely exposed, that's why the karpif is asur. The Gemara says it's not always true that the karpif is not always narrower, more narrow than the chatzar. Hazimnun, the mishkachas ipcha. Sometimes you have the opposite, where the karpif is wider than the chatzar, which would mean the karpif goes like that, and lost it. Right, so now from the karpif's perspective, you have the fourth wall, from the chatzar's perspective, you have no fourth wall, so it's not a clear psak. So Ella, the Gemara says, it has nothing to do at all with the fourth wall closing or the fourth wall not closing. The reason why there's a chilik between the karpif and the chatzar, when again, you have them adjacent to each other, and the mechita falls down, the karpif is aser, and the chatz is mutter. What's the fundamental difference, the Gemara says? Ela mishum de amrinana, ze avir mechitos miyasro, ze ein avir mechitos miyasro. Meaning, that a case where the karpif is exactly beis asayim. And when the wall falls down, that place of wall adds on to yosem beis asayim. So that avir now adds on to the airspace of the karpif. But the idea is, by a chatzar, the chatzar was hukaf ledira, right? So now, okay, I'm adding on another amma, and my chatzar is now yotzer mibeis hasayim. Who cares? Who cares how big the chatzar is? The chatzar can be as big as you want it to be. As long as it's hukaf ledira, I can make the biggest area I want hukaf ledira. If I build a fence over acres and acres of property, the shame dira for me to drink the water, for my animals to hang out, for me to hang out, that can be as big as you want. So since the mechitzas of the chatzar were certainly hukaf ledira, and okay, a wall fell down. So now my chatzar is more than beis hasayim. So what? In the end of the day, the mechitzas that exist are hukaf ledira. As opposed to, for the case of the karpif, where the mechitza is, where lo hukaf l'dira, the moment it extends above yosim beis hasayim, that's going to aser it. So that's the fundamental difference between the mechitza falling down on the karpef versus the mechitza falling down of the chadzer. Let's finish off the last few lines now.
As long as the karpef is narrower than the chadzer is wider, is narrower, then you don't see the walls, and in that case, the chadzer would still be aser.
If you don't have the fourth wall, that would still be exactly. That would still be awesome in that case.
You don't see the wall.
Exactly, 100%. So then the Gemara says, let's just do these last few lines here. Hahu bustani, a certain orchard, to have a samech laguda da apana next to some type of building. So the fourth wall of the of this pardes was the wall of the building. So what happened was nafal ashisa. Ashisa is a kosel. So the wall fell, brisa da panya. The outer wall fell down. Now the outer wall is the wall that's adjacent to the orchard. So imagine you walk into my house, you know, the front house, and the back of my house is the orchard. So the outer wall is the house that you come from the street level. So I'm sorry. The outer wall is the wall adjacent to away from the street street view. So it's where the orchard is. So that outer wall connected to the orchard fell down. So it doesn't have its fourth wall anymore. So the Gemara said, "Savar Rav Bibi Lameimar Lismoch Aguda." Gaviyasa, let's use the inner wall that still is intact, meaning the further wall from the orchard. That's a suggestion. So now you still have your four walls. So Amarle Rav Papi, Mishim Da'asa Mimula, because you came of Mimula, which means a place of Beis Eli, the Gemara in Rashan tells us that he was cursed and all his children were cursed not to live a long life. So since you come from such a Yichas, Amrisa Mila Mulyasa, you said something that was also short, something that was not really worth saying. Why? Because Hanoch Mechitas Legavai Avdinan Lebrai Lo Avdinan. The wall that's still standing of the house was only intended on protecting the inner part of the house, but wasn't intended on serving to protect the outside of the backyard of my orchard, and therefore one cannot rely on that wall. So the Gemara then says, the last few lines, and we'll stop here. Hahu Abragna. Abragna, if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains what this is. Rashi says, Ilan Shetzila Maruba, a tree that has a lot of, produces a lot of shade. Venotin also hasarim, the different ministers and officers were planted. Veosin atstabels tachtav, like some type of bench underneath this very nice shady tree. Svivosav, around the tree. La hislonin tachtav b'yimosachama, to enjoy the shade in the summer. Ula samech shaman, just to be happy and to hang out. So there's a nice tree that people would make oftentimes. So the Gemara says, Ahu ab ranka tavale l'resh kalusa, that l'resh kalusa had. Bebustana, that was in his property, in his orchard. And amrle l'rav hona Barchina, he said to Rav Huna, La'avid be'amar takanta, could you fix this so this way I want to hang out there on Shabbos? Could you make me a proper Erev so I could go from my house to this tree on Shabbos? So, La'avid may takanta, Dilamachar, Nechel, Nahama, Hasma, I want to eat my Suda there. It's a nice day tomorrow, I'm expecting good weather. Make a takana so I could eat there. Azil Avid, he ended up making kana pachas mishlosha. So he ended up building from the house a fence of little reeds within three tefachim of each other. Just a bunch of them from the house to build a trail all the way to the shade so he could carry his food out to the tree. So as the Rava went, Shaflina, he removed them, and because he said it was unnecessary because it already was walled in. There's already a wall around it. And also the Rapapa Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua knocked him Ibasre, and he took the reeds away so he shouldn't rebuild it in order to prove that this was really unnecessary to build. So the Gemara goes on to a whole conversation. We're going to stop here, but Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll continue up this story again about what is really necessary to build in this this type of orchard.